Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. And Michael, this is a very interesting thing, Sustainable House Day.
That's right. Well, I've never actually heard of that. But like anything, you know, everything seems to have a day or a week.
I know.
Now,
it's not made out of straw.
No, it's actually the 11th year. It used to be the Solar House Day, and it started about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it really was an initiative from the Australian Solar Energy Society.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
really cool idea.
Exactly. So on the show today, we've got Cameron Rosen. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
Good. Now, tell us a little bit more about Sustainable House Day.
Sustainable House Day is a great day for those that really want to learn about sustainability and how it presents itself in their home. Effectively, there's hundreds of homes all across the country that are opening their doors to the community for them to come in and see what they've done and achieved, such as they can go away and apply it themselves.
What a cool idea.
It is a cool idea, because people love snooping around other people's houses.
Yes, there is a little bit of that.
So what does a sustainable house include? What are some of the three things that you might see in a sustainable house?
A sustainable house is a healthy home. It's a home that has a very low cost to operate. That way you don't have high energy bills. And combating electricity rising at the moment is a very contentious issue, and it makes it more important to understand why you can and how you can save energy in your home. And then it also conserves water and reuses our waste, such as back into our gardens to help through our compost to help our vegetable patches.
Now, I can imagine it's going to be much easier if you're about to build a house to have those building techniques to, you know, reduce power consumption and use grey water,
yeah,
recycling,
yeah,
and all that. But, you know, for most of us, we don't have that luxury about to go off and build a new house.
Mm.
With existing houses, what can we really do?
It's all about your comfort. If you have good comfort in your home, you won't need an air conditioner nor a heater. Some houses that have already been built naturally have this comfort, but other houses, because of their location, because of the way they shaded, or their inability to get natural light into the home, affects the way your comfort is, and subsequently that's where you spend your money, in obtaining that comfort. So simple tricks like putting a door stop underneath the door to stop the draft coming in, to be able to keep that warmth in the room and hold it there, having blinds and curtains to stop the sun coming in during the day and overheating your room, having the right shading devices can also help that. So there's simple things that we can apply to the fabric of the home or the shell of the house that can actually help control your comfort.
A lot of the homes that you'd see, say, in big capital cities like Sydney, weren't designed with those types of things. So, you know, is putting, you know, pink bats in the roof and all that type of stuff something that people should do if they're not already there?
Well, most definitely. You can imagine wearing a jumper over your body. That jumper protects you from the cold in winter. The same thing is insulation. So insulation is a great thing to do. And the higher the resistance value or the R value of the insulation, which is the way it's rated, the better the insulation is going to be.
So if you're building a new home, what should you do before you actually start digging those foundations? Now, bear in mind, Michael and I are still trying to dig our vegetable garden, so we haven't got to that part yet. But what should we be looking at?
All right, well, it's all about the design. When you design and build a new home, it's never going to change. And the aim is to capture the northern sun in winter and bring it into your home. That will
smart.
Warm you up,
yeah,
all day long. And that same northern sun in summer actually passes over your building because the sun is much higher in the sky. And if you orientate your building to bring that winter sun in only and keep it out in summer, you will then be able to have a home that will always have comfort.
Hey, Cameron, thank you very much for being on today's show. That was Cameron Rosen from Sustainable House Day. Now, on the weekend of the 9th of September, more than 250 homes across Australia will open their doors to the public from 10 to 4, and you can go in and you can see all these great ideas.
Yeah, it's a really
cool
idea,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like being at an open home, but no pressure to buy.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.